I followed him into a tatami room, feeling like a kite pulled by a string. Here I was in Hakone, so far from anything I'd ever known, spending a few moments with the man I'd thought about more constantly than anyone, and it amazed me to think of it. While he walked ahead of me, I had to admire how he moved so easily within his tailored wool suit. I could make out the swell of his calves, and even the hollow of his back, like a cleft where the roots of a tree divide. He took something from the table and held it out for me to see. At first I thought it was an ornamented block of gold, but it turned out to be an antique cosmetics box for the Baron. This one, as the chairman told me, was by an Edo period artist named Arata Gonroku. It was a pillow-shaped box in gold lacquer with soft black images of flying cranes and leaping rabbits. When he put it into my hands, it was so dazzling I had to hold my breath as I looked at it. "Do you think the Baron will be pleased?" he said. "I found it last week and thought of him at once, but..."
"Chairman, how can you even imagine that the Baron might not feel pleased?"
"Oh, that man has collections of everything. He'll probably see this as third rate." I assured the chairman that no one could ever think such a thing. And when I gave him back the box, he tied it up in a silk cloth again and nodded toward the door for me to follow. In the entryway, I helped him with his shoes. While I guided his foot with my fingertips, I found myself imagining that we'd spent the afternoon together and that a long evening lay ahead of us. This thought transported me into such a state, I don't know how much time passed before I became aware of myself again. The chairman showed no signs of impatience, but I felt terribly self-conscious as I tried to slip my feet into my okobo and ended up taking much longer than I should have. He led me down a path toward the lake where we found the Baron sitting on a mat beneath a cherry tree with three Tokyo geisha. They all rose to their feet, though the Baron had a bit of trouble. His face had red splotches all over it from drink, so that it looked as if someone had swatted him again and again with a stick. "Chairman," the Baron said, "I'm so happy you came to my party. I always enjoy having you here, do you know that? That corporation of yours just won't stop growing, will it? Did Sayuri tell you Nobu came to my party in Kyoto last week?" "I heard all about it from Nobu, who I'm sure was his usual self." "He certainly was," said the Baron. "A peculiar little man, isn't he?" I don't know what the Baron was thinking, for he himself was littler than Nobu. The chairman didn't seem to like this comment and narrowed his eyes. "I mean to say," the Baron began, but the chairman cut him off. "I have come to thank you and say goodbye, but first I have something to give you." And here he handed over the cosmetics box. The Baron was too drunk to untie the silk cloth around it, but he gave it to one of the geisha who did it for him.